20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show with the Y Country Medical Minute with the Cassopolis Family Clinic Networks. And I want to say here real quick, Rose, that Valentine's Day is coming up. So I've already got the heart on my mind, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So with that, speaking of hearts, you never know when a heart attack is going to happen. And especially if you've never been through one or seen one or anything, would you really know what to do? I know I personally wouldn't. So what do we do?
All right. So a heart attack can be really scary. And I know, like, I've been working out before and I've seen people have strokes and heart attacks. And you do freeze up a little bit, but try not to. So a couple of the warning signs for heart attack, test discomfort. And according to the American Heart Association, most heart attacks involve discomfort in the center of the chest, and it lasts more than a few minutes, and then it can go away and comes back. And they always say it kind of feels like an uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness, or pain. So if you see someone grab their chest, you might want to go check and make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
They also say discomfort in other areas of the upper body. So that could be the back, the neck, the jaw, or even the stomach. Shortness of breath. And also say that cold sweat, nausea, or lightheadedness are also signs of a heart attack.
Definitely. So if you're starting to feel any of these signs, make sure you call somebody, especially 911.
Absolutely. That's the first thing you can do, because heart attacks are seriously a life and death emergency. So every second counts with that. So if you suspect that you're having one or someone you know is having one, call 911. Even if they're not, it's better to be sure.
Absolutely. And I would say that not only, you know, calling 911, but trying to remain calm too, because that is, I tell you, that's a hard thing to go through.
Absolutely. And if you freak out, the other person's going to freak out too.
Exactly. Well, where can we find this information again? If somebody's like, okay, I want to make sure I just have this at the top of my mind, where can we go to review it?
I'm going
to
put it on our website at CassFamilyClinic.org, but I'm also going to put a great link to the American Heart Association. They have tons of resources like that we've shared today to kind of figure out the warning signs and also what you can do.
There you go. Well, Rose, I appreciate you chatting with us this morning and giving us all the information that we need.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You bet. It's the Y Country Medical Minute with the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network. And, we just love doing this. Check it out again online at 975ycountry.com.